إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأرحب بكم جميعا في هذا الدرس، وهو الدرس 14 من دروس المهمة لعامة الأمة. I welcome all of you to this class number 14 of the explanation of important lessons for all Muslims. In the previous class, we talked about the meaning of Islam, or Iman actually. What is Iman? And that Iman is belief in the heart, statement by the tongue, and actions by the limbs. It increases by obedience and righteous actions, and decreases by disobedience and sins. And that a person is a Muslim and have Iman as long as that person does not commit an action that takes them out of Islam. Even though a person may be doing bad things, but alhamdulillah, as long as they have strong iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they continue to ask Allah to forgive them, inshaAllah, Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Al-Ghafoor. But there are certain things that if a person do them, they may nullify their iman in Islam. And that's not for everybody. But us, we're supposed to help one another, and we're supposed to advise one another. It's time for the salat, we advise one another. It's time to pray. Get ready. Go make wudu. Do you have wudu? That's what we need to do. If we see somebody lying or saying something that is not appropriate, we advise them, we tell them, we're Muslims, we don't lie. And we don't say anything, but rather we have to be careful what we say. Likewise, if we see somebody doing something that is haram, forbidden in Islam, we try our best to talk to them about it. But these are some actions that nullify one's faith in Islam. And that's what we're going to do today. In point number 5 in this chapter, the Sheikh says here, meaning in this point, entitled Actions That Nullify One's Faith in Islam, here we are referring to those actions that nullify one's faith after one has already entered into a state of faith. Somebody, he believes in Allah, he has Iman. Okay, but then they nullify their Iman. No more Iman with them. If they do one of the things. Here are some of those actions. There is many of them, but there is. The Sheikh is going to mention some of them. Number one. If one rejects the belief in Allah's Lordship or anything that comes under that belief, one's faith becomes void. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know Allah is the Lord of all that exists. Allah is the Lord of the heavens, the earth, all that were between them and all what exists. Allah is the creator, the provider, the planner, and the like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهَرُ وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. Surah Al-Jathiyah, chapter 45, ayah 24. And they say, There is nothing but our life of this world. We die and we live, and nothing destroys us except Ad-Dahr, meaning the time, and they have no knowledge of it, they only conjecture. So here those people who deny some of the things that Allah tells us, that Allah, He created the people, the human being, and will cause them to die, and Allah will resurrect them, bring them back to life from their graves. On Yawm al-Qiyamah. Some people, he says, no, there is no such thing. He says, no, once you die, and that's it. It's all over. Number two, being too proud and haughty to worship Allah. Some people is told them to worship Allah and to be grateful to Allah and to thank Allah, they're proud. Arrogance, which is very bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, the two ayats, 172 and 173, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ فَيَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. The Messiah will never be proud to reject to be a slave to Allah, nor the angels who are near. And whosoever rejects his worship and is proud, then Allah will gather them all together unto himself. So, as far those who believed and did deeds of righteousness, Allah will give their reward, will give them their rewards, and more out of His bounty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for those who refuse to worship Him and were proud, Allah will punish them with a painful torment, and they will not find for themselves besides Allah any protector to help, or to help them, or any helper. So these two also, because we are servants of Allah. He created us. He fashioned us in the best form. He provided us with endless bounties. Everything we enjoy is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the air we breathe, the water we drink, the variety of food we eat, the landscape, the trees, the birds we enjoy, and the butterflies, and many, many things. All this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us beautiful body, give us intellect, give us the ability to see, to hear, to talk, to walk, to run, to go to sleep and wake up. There's a lot of people who can't do these things. So these are just an examples of the bounty of Allah. And also, so then we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, by praising Him and thanking Him for His bounties upon us. But certain people, they are proud and arrogant, don't want to do that. Number three, associating partners with Allah in worship. Associating partners with Allah in worship. Either by dedicating some acts of worship to other than Allah, or by taking intercessors or intermediaries, asking them instead of Allah, relying on them, or asking them for intercession. So all actions of worship we're supposed to do it for Allah. When we pray for Allah. We don't pray for somebody else. When we fast, when we give charity, when we respect our parents, when we are nice to each other, to the neighbors, when we are kind and gentle with the little ones and with the needy and the poor, and all this. This is just an example. We do it for Allah, not for other reasons. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in times of need, we turn to Allah and we ask Allah. We don't ask somebody else. Some Muslims, they make a big mistake and they go to a grave, a dead person in the grave, and ask the person in the grave. But that person is dead. Can't hear them. As Allah tells us in the Quran, they cannot hear them. And then Allah says, and even if they hear them, they're not going to be able to help them. Can't help them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, ayah 18, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. And they worship besides Allah things that doesn't hurt them nor profit them, meaning bring them benefit. And they say, there, these are our intercessors with Allah. Say to them, do you inform Allah of that which He knows not in the heaven and the earth? Glorified and exalted is He above all that which they associate as partners with Him. See, the correct iman and the correct way to do it is that if you want to ask Allah something, you ask it yourself. Allah understands all languages. You don't need somebody to translate for you. Even those who don't know Arabic, they can ask Allah in their language, whether it be English or French, Chinese or Swahili, or doesn't matter. Okay? And you don't need somebody. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful to His creatures and is just. Some people, they think, no, if I ask, it would be better if I go and ask that person in the grave because he was a righteous person and Allah may accept his dua better than me. And this way they fall into shirk. They fall into something very bad. When it comes to asking Allah anything, you don't need anybody to intercede. Yes, sometimes, you know, in this dunya, in this life, if somebody wants something from a king, but he cannot get to that king, he may talk to somebody who's close to the king. But Allah tells us, He's near to His servants by His knowledge. There's no need for somebody to come between you and between Allah. If you have anything you want to ask Allah, you don't need to go to somebody and tell Him, please ask this. You tell Allah this on my behalf. No, you have to do it yourself. Whenever you are, at your home, at your work, in the car, you just do it. Just be sincere and do it from your heart. But these people here, what they do, they associate partners with Allah. Instead to turn to Allah and ask Allah, they go to dead people and ask them. And that's a big mistake. In another verse, in this verse in Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, ayah 14. له دعوة الحق والذين يدعون من دونه لا يستجيبون لهم بشيء إلا كباسط كفيه إلى الماء ليبلغ فاه وما هو ببالغه وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال. For him, meaning for Allah, for him is the word of truth. And those whom they invoke answer them no more than one who stretches forth his hand at the edge of a deep well for water to reach his mouth, but it reaches him not. And the invocation of the disbelievers is nothing but an error. So now if somebody wants his invocation and his dua to be answered, they should ask Allah. They don't go and ask somebody else who's dead. Because dead people, they can't. Only Allah provides. Only Allah answers the supplications. Nobody else. Especially if you're asking something that is only Allah can give you. You may ask somebody to help you, it's okay. For example, you want to pick up a heavy bag of cement, but that is like 100 pounds and you cannot pick it up by yourself. You can ask somebody to help you, but that somebody has to be present. Next to you, and he has to be strong. Can you ask a baby? No, you ask a baby. Help me. The baby is not going to help. Or can you ask somebody who's not there, somebody in another state? You're in Georgia, and you want to pick up this big bag, but you ask somebody in California, and you'll be talking to yourself, right? Oh, so-and-so in California, give me a hand in this. No, can't do that. We ask a dead person, somebody who died, help me to pick up this bag? No. What about the thing that only Allah gives, like health? Only Allah gives health. Only Allah gives children, for example. The rizq. We ask it only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the provision, sustenance. That's why Allah gave this example. He says, those who ask other than Allah, they will never get anything. Because from those people. Because only Allah gives. Only Allah answers supplications. Remember this, okay? It is Allah. Only Allah gives. So when you ask Allah. Don't ask a human being. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when you're a human being give you something, because Allah wants that to happen. If Allah didn't want it to happen, these people, they don't give it to you. Sometimes you ask people for stuff and they tell you, oh, I don't have it. I can't give it to you because Allah didn't want you to have it. But sometimes you ask people for something and they give it to you. Because Allah wants you to have it. Okay? Keep that in mind. Whenever you want to ask, you ask Allah. So here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us an example. For those who ask other than Allah to help them and to give them thanks, they will never be able to help them. It's like someone who's standing at the well. The well is deep, and he's like, oh, he wants the water to jump to his mouth. No, it doesn't happen. Can you imagine you're sitting right here, and the water in the fridge, and the fridge is far, in the kitchen, and you're in the living room, and you just say, water, come, please, from the fridge. Is it going to come? You need to go and get it. So, alhamdulillah, Islam teaches us good things. So we don't ask people, we ask Allah. We always, this make it our creed, our aqeedah, we always ask Allah for everything. And if we need to ask the people, we should ask them only for that which they can help us. We never ask them for something they cannot help us with. Number four, from the things that nullifies Islam, and rejecting anything that Allah has affirmed for himself or that the Prophet ﷺ has affirmed for him. Also ascribing to someone from creation some of those qualities that are specific to Allah. There are things that are specific to Allah, so we cannot give them to anybody else. Such as knowledge of the unseen. Only Allah knows the unseen. But certain people, they think they know the unseen. وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. And finally, affirming something that Allah has negated about himself or that the Prophet ﷺ has negated about him. Addressing the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, Allah Almighty said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Say, He is Allah, the One. Allahu Samad, Allah the self-sufficient master, whom all creatures need. He neither eats nor drinks. He begets not, nor was he begotten. And there is none co-equal or comparable unto him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Ikhlas. And Allah Almighty says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 180. And all the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call on Him by them. And leave the company of those who belie or deny or utter impious speech against His names. They will be requited for what they used to do. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 65, رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. So worship Him alone and be constant and patient in His worship. Do you know of any who is similar to him? Number five, from the things that nullifies one's Islam or Iman, disbelieving in anything that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. To disbelieve in anything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with things from Allah. So if when the people disbelieve the Messenger of Allah, they are disbelieving in what Allah sent down. Allah Almighty says, وَإِنْ يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَبِالزُّبُرِ وَبِالْكِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. And if they deny you, those before them also denied. Their messengers came to them with clear signs and with the scriptures and the book giving light. Then I took hold of those who disbelieved, and how terrible was my denial in my punishment. See, the Messenger of Allah, he came and called the people to worship Allah so that they can have a good life in this life, and yet to be from the people of the Jannah, not to be from the people of the fire. But not everybody believe. Many people they reject and they argue with the Prophet ﷺ, and they belied what he called them to. Number six, believing that the Prophet guidance, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is incomplete. Also, this is from the things that nullifies one's iman and Islam. Believing that the Prophet's guidance is incomplete. Disbelieving some of Allah's commands that were revealed to him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Believing that another system of laws is better and more suitable to mankind. All this. Believing that any other law or system of laws is equal to Allah and His Messenger's laws. Or believing that it is permissible to rule by other than what Allah has revealed. Allah Almighty says in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 60, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Have you seen those hypocrites who claim that they believe in that which has been sent down to you and that which was sent down before you, and they wish to go for judgment in their disputes to the Tahut, false judge, and etc. While they have been ordered to reject them, but Satan wishes to lead them far astray. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. But know by your Lord, they can have no faith until they make you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, judge in all disputes between them and find in themselves no resistance against your decisions and accept them with full submission. Surah An-Nisa, verse 65. وقال تعالى في سورة المائدة, verse 44, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And whosoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, such are al-kafirun, disbelievers, or of a lesser degree, as they do not act on Allah's laws. Number 7 from the things that nullifies one iman in Islam: one's faith is also nullified by not deeming the polytheists and the disbelievers to actually be disbelievers, or even to doubt whether they are disbelievers. Because some people may think, if somebody say, no, the disbelievers, the mushrikun, no, I don't think they disbeliever, they okay, they're going to be in the Jannah and this. No. Because there is to have doubt in what the Messenger of Allah came with. If a person have doubts whether they are disbelievers or not, so then this person is having doubt about what the Messenger of Allah came with from Allah. Allah Almighty says in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse number 9, وَقَالُوا إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكٍّ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ. And they say, and they said, verily we disbelieve in that with which you have been sent, and we are really in grave doubt as to that to which you invite us. See, even them, the disbelievers, they said that they disbelieve in what the messengers came with. Number 8, mocking or making fun of Allah or making fun of the Quran or of the religion or making fun of the Islamic rewards and punishments or making mockery or fun of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or some of the prophets and so on. Regardless of whether one is mocking jokingly or seriously. Some people they say, oh, it's a joke, I'm just joking. It doesn't matter. Whether a person is saying it as a joke or serious, or being serious. This is a very serious problem here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verses 65 and 66. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. If you ask them about this, they say, they declare, we were only talking idly and joking. Say, was it at Allah and His ayats, proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelation, revelations, etc., and His Messenger that you were mocking? Make no excuse. You have disbelieved after you have believed. So this is very important for us to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never talk about Allah without knowledge. And if we are in the company of people who start talking about Allah without knowledge, we don't sit with them and we don't talk with them in that. Likewise, the people they start talking about the ayats of Allah without knowledge, or about the Messenger of Allah or the Sunnah, or if certain people they make fun of certain people. Some Muslims they make fun of the women who wear the hijab. They call them names. وَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. That's very bad. Or they make fun of a man who has his beard and pray. This is very bad. So we don't do any of these things and we don't sit with the people who do these things. Number 9, helping and backing the disbelievers against the Muslims. Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 51. And if any among you takes them as awliya, meaning the kuffar, then surely he is one of them. Verily Allah guides not those people who are wrongdoers. Number 10, believing that it is permissible for a certain person to not follow the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people they think they're free. Got freedom. You want to pray, pray. I don't know. You want to follow the Sunnah, follow it. I don't have to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a very bad mistake. This is very bad. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهِ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Ali Imran 75. And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him. And in the hereafter, he will be or she will be on one of the losers. Number 11, turning away, either completely from Allah's religion or turning away from those actions that are necessary to the correctness of one's Islam. Also, this is from the things that nullifies one's Iman Islam. Turning away, either completely from the religion of Allah, don't want to learn it, don't want to act upon it, nothing. Some people, they think they want to be Muslim just by affiliation, just because he or she was born in a Muslim country, or by he or she was born in a Muslim family, or he or she took Shahada, but they never want to act upon Islam. So turning away, either completely from Allah's religion, or turning away from those actions that are necessary to the correctness of one's Islam, neither learning nor applying those actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Surah As-Sajda, chapter 32, ayah 22. And who does more wrong than he who is reminded of the ayat, proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelation, etc. of his Lord, then he turns aside therefrom. Verily we shall exact retribution from the criminals. Number 12, hating anything that the Prophet ﷺ came with. Cannot hate what the Prophet ﷺ came with. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he came with guidance, light, good things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the All-Wise. So hating anything that the Prophet ﷺ came with, even if one practices that which he hates, even if a person acts upon it and practices it, but he hates it. You can't hate praying. Person pray, but he hates the prayer. A woman, she dressed properly, but she hates the hijab. No, you can't do that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, ayah number 9, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. That is because they hate that which Allah has sent down, so Allah has made their deeds fruitless, void and nullified. Lastly, number 13, and that's how we're going to conclude this class, inshallah ta'ala, of today. Practicing magic or being pleased by magic, sihr. وَلَعِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَا فَتَكْتَ سَنِيُّ وَنَا مُسْلِمْ فَمِتَنِي. Also, this is from the thing that nullifies one's iman in Islam. Practicing magic, sihr, or being pleased by magic. Allah Almighty says, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. But neither of these two angels taught anyone such things, meaning sihr, magic, till they had said, we are only for trial. So disbelieve not by learning this magic from us. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 102. This is the story. Allah sent two angels as a trial and a test for the people. But the people, they learn from them magic to cause corruption and to do a lot of bad things with magic. But these angels, they tell the people, listen, don't learn from us. We are a trial for you. Don't disbelieve by learning this magic. After this, the Sheikh says, these mean this 13 points, are the most common actions or beliefs that nullify one's faith. Okay? These are the most common actions. If you say the most common action, mean there is others. There is many others. These are the most common actions or beliefs that nullify one's faith. However, there are many others, even though most of them return to rejecting the Qur'an or a part of the Qur'an, doubting in the fact that it is a miracle, debasing the Qur'an or a part of it, talking bad about the Quran or part of it, deeming something lawful when there is a consensus that it is unlawful. There is things that are unlawful, but some people they make it lawful. Such as fornication or drinking alcohol. Fornication and drinking alcohol is haram. If some people want to make it permissible, it's a big problem. Finding fault in the religion or cursing it or abandoning the prayer. Okay? These are examples. And we seek refuge in Allah from His guidance. And Allah Almighty knows best. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from being from those people who may act on any of these. May Allah protect us and keep us firm upon Tawheed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman and cause it always to grow and increase. May Allah make all of our actions righteous, sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from shirk, from hypocrisy, from riya, and from magic, from ayn. And may Allah protect us from being misguided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the mischief of our deeds and all that which is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا جزاكم الله خيرا for listening ان شاء الله تعالى until the next class والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته